listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocates.
Now, welcome to the stage, it's Hunter.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the Hump Day edition. We're putting a hump in Hump Day, Fancy Brian. Some breathless, righty, whitey talk radio host. Clay and Buck, I think we call them.
Yeah.
Couple of porn stars in their own right. At least they got porn names, Clay and Buck.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you could do a quick search and find Clay and Buck private search. You should do a private search first. That way you don't have to ruin your history afterwards.
Well, they were sort of breathless about a couple of articles at the Daily Mail. I gotta be honest with you, Fancy. Not one of my go-to sources. You know, I'm a raw story guy. But the Daily Mail, a couple of headlines, intriguing to these guys. Not even top of the page, kind of buried down the page, page six, sort of. Here's one of them. Hunter Biden's ex-wife reveals how she threw him out after finding a crack pipe, and her daughter uncovered his affair with Beau's widow, Haley. Now, that is kind of sordid.
Yeah.
And how he admitted to cheating with prostitutes in a bombshell new book. So her name is Kathleen Buell, and she's the ex-wife of Hunter. And so anyways, they got this little article, little clipper dealer bop. And then down the page, just a little further, they've got an exclusive, Fancy Brian. Exclusive. This one's got them all titillated over on Right Wing Talk Radio. And, you know, we try to be fair and balanced here, so... You know, if there's a little page six for the left, there's a little page six for the right. And we're going to get to the page six for Gableman, although that's a mental image none of us want to see. But anyways, Hunter Biden starred in his own amateur porn fits on Pornhub and once linked dad on his phone. Laptop history reveals obsession with 18-year-olds, lonely widow, and MILF crack cocaine porn. MILF, is that a thing?
If there is even remotely a thing, there's a video of it on one of the major porn sites, yes.
Well, it is, you know, sort of a brief article here. And, you know, I'm just going to jump in because I could read it in a minute or two. We'll got time for this. I know the audience is dying to hear the breaking on Hunter Biden. It's got right wing talk radio. Just, you know, Clay's got a tingle down his leg. I can hear it in his voice. So anyways, Hunter Biden's internet search history reveals an obsession with porn, including incest fantasies. 18-year-old, lonely widow porn, MILF crack cocaine porn. I've never heard of the MILF crack cocaine porn.
Funny they mention incest fantasies, Donald Trump.
As well as instructions on how to hack a lover's cell phone, and repeated Google searches of himself. So he had a little narcissist in him.
Or maybe he's just trying to see, did I post that last night? Is it going to come up?
The browsing history list covers just 6 days in March 2019 before Hunter, 52, broke his laptop, took it to be repaired at a Delaware shop, and then abandoned it. But it is packed full of revealing and disturbing websites. I'm sorry, Fancy.
I just want to say, you know, as one of the drunkest states in the entire country, I do have to say, have you ever looked at your web history after you've been drinking and then you checked your web history in the morning? Imagine that, but then being like, I don't know, a really serious drug addict as well. I'm not surprised they haven't found more crazy stuff on there.
Well, apparently Hunter Biden visited 281 websites.
Only?
Over 6 days. 98 were pornographic.
That's nothing.
Wait, what sort of a ratio is that? 281.
You go to one, you go to 10 because there's 10 pop-ups at least.
So a third of his browser history is porn sites, apparently. And dozens of videos found on the laptop also revealed his penchant for filming himself having sex with prostitutes and posing the home movies of his own Pornhub account under the username RH East.
Last time I checked, if he's going to film it with intent to distribute, that is not prostitution. That is actually just making porn.
Great point. Great point. He's an artiste. A little bit more. The president's son took care not to show his face in his uploaded videos. On top of his pornography and prostitute interest, Hunter was a regular user of sex cam sites. His search history includes 5 visits to adult cam website glasscams.com and screen recordings he made on his computer that show him naked, interacting live with women on the site.
Wow.
So anyways, that
happened. So he's a regular American? That's crazy.
So, you know, the Clay and Buck, the, you know, the aptly named big lie porn stars of Righty Whitey Talk Radio, they were so titillized by these stories. And they said, can you imagine what would happen if there were any of these accusations made against any of the Trump adult children? I'm like, yeah, no one's ever linked Don Jr. to drug use.
But they have linked, you know, incestual thoughts to maybe, I don't know, Ivanka. And on top of that, if you have a problem with people posing nude and things like that, do you have a problem with Burt Reynolds? Because he was in Playgirl. So was Oak Creek native John Matuszak, as well as Wesley Snipes, Scott Bakula, Brad Pitt. Go back through the years. There's a whole bunch of people who posed in Playgirl that you don't even remember about.
I don't think this is Playgirl style. You know,
my point is that that has evolved over the years. Tila Tequila is going around for Donald Trump, isn't she? I mean, come on.
Fancy, you've left me momentarily speechless.
I'm just saying that who are you people to go and even throw any aspersions at this guy? Do you even know what you're talking about before you get shocked?
You know, I kind of feel like I'm TMZ over here today. We've had the verdict of the Amber Heard and Johnny Depp. He apparently defamed her less than she defamed him. And we also had the breathless, sordid tales of Hunter Biden being published over the Daily Mail and a book by his ex-wife. Apparently not real positive. And oh, one other not positive. Headline, Gableman, $200,000 over budget already. We'll talk about it with Batman. Matt Rothschild joins me in studio next.
Is this a dating video?
And that's when the whores come in.